AK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump will nominate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as his Secretary of Health and Human Services. He's not a doctor and has no public health experience. He is a vaccine skeptic.
Kennedy has already said the Trump administration would advise local water systems to remove fluoride from drinking water, though health experts say it helps fight tooth decay. He's also said he would remove 600 employees who currently work at HHS. The big question, of course, would Kennedy get enough support in the Senate to be confirmed, or will Trump push the Senate to waive the confirmation process and push him through via a recess appointment?
ABC's Mary Bruce. Inflation still not where the Federal Reserve wants it. Chairman Jerome Powell said the central bank will likely cut its benchmark interest rate slowly in the coming months. A company called Centers for Care is going to pony up $45 million to settle allegations of mistreatment in four New York nursing homes during the pandemic. This is ABC News. Meta, forced to get out its checkbook to pay a European Union fine of almost $850 million U.S. over local ads in Facebook Marketplace.
Ever been on Facebook and automatically be shown things for sale near you when you weren't even looking for them? It's not allowed in Europe, and why EU regulators fined Facebook parent company Meta 787 million euros. The European Commission accused Facebook of exposing Facebook users to its online classified business Marketplace, whether they wanted it or not. Facebook's also accused of stifling competition, ignoring what the EU says is a thriving European market for online classifieds. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Library of Congress announced that Burt Bacharach's widow, Jane, is donating his papers. Thousands of musical scores, including his arrangement of The Look of Love and sketches for songs including Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Bacharach, a Grammy, Oscar, and Tony winner, died last year at the age of 94. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes. And just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Still waiting for Chris. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks head to Charlotte to take on the Hornets tomorrow night. Milwaukee now 4-8. The Hornets are 4-7. Chris Middleton is yet to play after surgery this summer on both of his ankles. Head coach Doc Rivers on whether there's a growing frustration regarding Middleton.
No. I mean, obviously we want Chris to play, but Chris is doing all the work. He's working his butt off. That's all. You know, as a coach, that's all you can ask for. And we were hoping we were going to be healthy, but we're not. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Men's college basketball should be a special night tonight at the Kohl Center as the Badgers honor Hall of Fame coach Bo Ryan and members of the 2014-15 team that went on to the Final Four. Meanwhile, the Badgers had their work cut out for them, hosting Arizona, the number 9th ranked team in the nation.
Now we've got a tremendous test coming at us on Friday. You know, an extremely big team, an experienced team. Caleb Love backed one of the guard positions, put a lot of pressure on the rim. Obviously a really, really good team.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba, who's up for a good old-fashioned boxing match. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson square off this weekend. Paul took to his social media platforms to troll Tyson by wearing diamond-spiked ear covers to get under the former champ's skin. The dig is from when Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ear years ago. Not allowed in boxing. Paul is the odds-on favorite to win the fight. According to oddsmakers, Paul is the odds-on favorite due to the fact that Tyson hasn't fought in 19 years, has been near death due to illness more than once, and is more than twice Paul's age. Come on, Iron Mike. Sometimes people struggle after they retire. This appears to be the case for actress Cameron Diaz, who is ending her 11-year hiatus from show business. Diaz has been cast opposite Jamie Foxx in the Netflix spy movie called Back in Action, a comedy thriller. The duo previously starred together in the film Annie. Back in Action drops January 17th on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies here in the overnight as lows drop back to the mid and upper 30s. Our winds light. For Friday, skies turning mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 50s. Mostly sunny and breezy Saturday. Highs in the middle 50s. It's 42 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Do you need some good news? I know I do. Next, I'll be joined by Terry Barr for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Phil Ittner, the veteran war correspondent based usually out of Kyiv, Ukraine. Today he's in London. He's host of the On the Edge podcast, which you can find wherever you find podcasts. Just plug in On the Edge or Phil Ittner, I-T-T-N-E-R. Ittner Philip over on Twitter. I've kind of left Twitter, Phil. I don't know about you. Blue Sky has really turned into a great place. But anyhow, Phil, welcome back to the program. What's the latest on Ukraine?
Well, they're trying to make the best of what I think is a bad situation. They're hoping that there are going to be certain members of Trump's administration who will be supportive of Ukraine. But more and more, I am hearing from Ukraine and also just here in Europe that the transatlantic break may be irrevocable. We will see, obviously. But the Europeans are starting more and more to say if the United States is going to go down the path of America first, then Europe must do the same. And it must think about Europe first. And that is the rift that Vladimir Putin has so been desirous of.
Yeah, exactly.
When it comes to, is a disruption of the transatlantic alliance, and it's a break in NATO. That's what he wants to see. And as Europeans are increasingly looking at an unreliable military and defense a strategic partner with Washington, they are starting to think more and more about themselves and how they can defend their sovereign territory, whether that's some sort of new European Union security defense force or increasing Brussels' capacity to unify the disparate members to present a unified defense either in Ukraine, or if Ukraine is to be lost, then whatever the new border will be with Russia. But this is a disturbing wake-up call on this side of the Atlantic. And I am also disturbingly, and I don't know if this is going to gain in traction, but I am hearing from many reputable circles in Ukraine that there are increasing calls to resume Ukraine's nuclear weapons program. They have nuclear plants. They have the technology. Of course, as a member state of the Soviet Union, they know how to make nuclear weapons. And we have broken, or we will break, if we abandon Ukraine, as I strongly suspect we will have broken the 1994 Budapest Accords. And so there is no...
Putin already broke that. I mean, Russia was a signatory to that.
No. Yeah, no, I mean, this is, it has long been broken, and we have not held up our part of the bargain. Our part of the bargain was we would defend Ukraine's sovereign borders, 1991 borders, post-Soviet Union, if they gave up their nukes. And they agreed. They gave up their nukes.
Right, which includes Ukraine, which includes Crimea, by the way. So a couple of questions here, Phil. Europe is, you know, has more than its own share of problems right now. I mean, you've got First of all, in the European Union, you've got Hungary, who is kind of, you know, Orban is openly kissing Putin's ass. In NATO, you've got Turkey, and Erdogan is sidling up to Putin. You've got multiple European countries that are, they're not to the Brexit point yet, but there's a lot of talk about that kind of thing among the parties on the right, particularly in Germany, France, and Sweden. And, you know, their objection is the open borders within the European Union. They want to reverse that because they're getting a lot of brown-skinned Muslim immigrants into these countries, and they're not happy about it. How does Europe pull this off if they're going to try to turn into the United States of America?
Well, I don't think they're going to necessarily try and turn into the United States of America. Maybe a confederacy, a European confederacy,
right?
Where the individual didn't work for us, and I don't know if it would work for the EU. But a lot of what has been foundational in Europe is now up in the air. Changes will be happening. We will have to see what the Trump administration does and how Europe will respond. You are absolutely right. Europe has a lot of internal problems, not least of which these migration issues that you're discussing, not just that the quote unquote open borders, but there's legislation that certain member states are required to take in refugees as they arrive in Europe. And there's been a strong pushback on that by member states.
Yeah.
And then, yes, the rise of the right.
If I recall.
Yeah, and Hungary is not even cooperating. The rise of the right in Europe is obviously found fertile ground, but it is also repeatedly we are seeing, and I did an episode about this on The Edge with a European expert, Jessica Brin, and we discussed the fact that we know that Moscow is behind a lot of this because it is their. They know Russia cannot beat the West militarily. It's not possible, neither financially, in terms of people, in terms of weaponry and strength in our military. What they can do is they can push money into the hands of those who will fracture our society, drive wedges between allies and friends, and this is exactly what we are seeing happening. Putin has a whole hill of issues that he needs to deal with. I am sure that he is looking at this with the way things are progressing right now, post-election in the United States, and also looking at the rise of the right and the elements within Europe that are like-minded with both Putin and Trump. He is hoping that he can outlast us. And the way things are going right now, he may very well. And Ukraine is terrified about this, and Ukrainians are terrified about this, but the tragic truth of it is that they have no choice. They will continue to resist Russian invasion because it is an existential threat for them. Just as losing their primary colony in Ukraine is an existential threat for Moscow. So with the election of Donald Trump, who is clearly, and I'm sorry, Tom, I'm have to be categorical about this. He is compromised by Vladimir Putin. I am in this business for 30 years covering defense matters, strategic matters, intelligence matters. I have yet to meet with a contact of mine within those entities that will dispute whether or not Trump is compromised
by
Putin. The only question is how much.
Right. And under what circumstances?
What's he got?
Yeah. If Putin has blackmail on Trump, if it's something that's merely embarrassing, like the notorious PP tapes, it's possible Trump will push back on that because he doesn't care anymore. He's not going to run for re-election. His wife is already pissed at him and not going to move to D.C. with him. You know, their marriage is broken. He just doesn't care. I mean, he was humiliated by Stormy Daniels talking about his little mushroom penis. He's had all these things. I just can't imagine what Putin would drop that would humiliate him. If Putin has, unless it's him, you know, with a 14-year-old girl or something. But even that, I think he would survive now at this point. And if it's if it's Putin dangling, here's $1 billion to build a hotel in Moscow. I don't think Trump needs that anymore either. He's got a $5 billion project going in Doha right now. He's got, you know, his son-in-law got $2 billion from the Saudis. So I'm thinking when Putin, you know, the day after Trump was elected, Putin released all these nudie pictures of Melania. And then the day after that, the chief of intelligence for Russia came out and said Trump was elected with help from certain sectors, from certain regions, and he now owes a positive response to those people. These are my, I'm paraphrasing badly, but that's the essence of what he said, which is, in other words, we helped you get elected, you owe us. And I'm wondering if, you know, Biden spent 2 hours with Trump yesterday, and they say that a lot of it was devoted to discussing Ukraine. I'm wondering if Biden said, hey, Trump, Putin's making you his sucker here. He's playing you. And look at this. He's slapping you around, you know, with the pictures of Melania. Don't you think it's time to stand up to this guy? You know, this is my hopeful scenario, Phil.
I'd love to be hopeful, Tom, but I am currently en route back to Kiev.
Yeah.
And I am wondering how I am going to look these people in the eye.
Yeah, as an American.
Our history with Ukraine in the West, we have repeatedly betrayed and abandoned Ukraine. This is the third Ukrainian war of independence, and the prior two were primarily lost because the international community did not have the will to support a sovereign, independent Ukraine. Yeah. And to have it happen a third time, I don't see Ukraine recovering from it. And I think the Ukrainians were willing to give President Biden some leeway, knowing that, you know, maybe he didn't want to push the issue because the fear of a second Trump administration. Well, that second Trump administration is here, regardless of the fact that Jake Sullivan and President Biden have played very cautious with the Ukrainian war effort. They're going to have to look at different metrics.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Rely on America.
I only have about 50 seconds here before we hit a hard break. What is the current state of the war? I understand that Putin is massing like 50,000 troops, and he's got these North Koreans. Yep. And I mean, is this going to be a really dark time?
He has launched. It's going to get very dark in Ukraine. This election, Americans have voted for a situation where I am very sad to say, but I'm confident in saying it, that a lot more Ukrainians are going to die as a result of this vote. 50,000 troops in the Kursk region, which is that section where Ukrainians made an incursion into the Russian Federation to bring the war to Russian territory. The initial probes and attacks apparently have been repulsed. The North Korean soldiers are not proving themselves to be reliable allies, more like cannon fodder. But make no doubt about it, unless something unexpected comes out of the Trump administration with this war, we are going to look at Ukraine losing more and more territory, unable to defend itself. More Ukrainians will die, but the Ukrainian will to survive and fight will never diminish because it is existential. The Russians are trying to destroy them as a people, a nation, and an identity, and they won't accept that anymore. So
this
we need to prepare ourselves for a lot more death in Ukraine.
Yeah, I get it. Phil Itner. Phil, thank you. Check out his On the Edge podcast. Phil, thanks so much. I look forward to talking to you next week when you're back in Kyiv.
All right. See you then.
Thank you.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
In a world that's ever-changing, where the shadows often fall, you can be a light, a beacon, standing strong and tall. Every action, every word, can ripple far and wide. When you choose to make a difference, there's no need to hide. From the fields of green to city streets, and every heart and mind.
Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Order in the Senate, we heard today, as Tom Tillis was fighting with Rand Paul. There was a bill. There was a bill that would provide disaster relief for Virginia and North Carolina. And Tom Tillis, of course, is the senator from North Carolina, one of the two. And Tom Tillis wanted the relief for his state. And Rand Paul jumps up and goes, "Oh no,
I'm not going to allow unanimous consent. We're going to have a roll call vote on this thing. And why? Well, you know, Rand Paul, first of all, the guy is a preening, he's a peacock. He's a preening little, and he is little. I shouldn't make that as a slur, because I have friends who are short, but Rand Paul seems to be just like, well, whatever. He's a preening little ass, frankly. And Tom Tillis says, look, our state motto is esse quem videre. It says to be rather than to be, rather than to seem. This is a disingenuous offer to amend my bill. And, you know, what Rand Paul is doing is he's saying, well, I want to amend this with something that'll prevent any money from going to Ukraine. And Tom Tillis is saying, no, this is about aid to North Carolina. And Tillis dared Paul to take his complaints about funding for Ukraine to North Carolina, where the people were killed by the hurricane, devastated by the hurricane. He says, and I'll see if they're as worried about that as they are worried about making sure that their families have a place to live and their businesses have a chance to survive. Well, what they did in the Senate was they just said, okay, screw it. We're not going to continue the conversation. And so the bill got tabled. The aid for North Carolina is up in the air right now. Meanwhile, Vivek Ramaswamy, the co-chair of the Government Efficiency Department, calls for eliminating veterans' medical care. He posted, I don't know if this is Twitter or Truth Social. Oh, it was reprinted on Blue Sky. We shouldn't let the government spend on our programs that have expired. Yet that's exactly what happens today, Ramaswamy writes. $500 trillion of taxpayers' funds, $560 billion, goes each year to programs which Congress is allowed to expire. There are 1,200 such programs that are no longer authorized but still receive appropriations. This is totally nuts. Now, what he's talking about here is Congress will often authorize spending. They'll create, you know, for example, yes, we want to fund the veterans program, but we're only going to fund it for a year or two, and we're going to leave it open, the funding open, so that Congress can come back and tweak it. If it needs to be increased, it needs to be decreased. But Ramaswamy is saying that for these temporary appropriations, or these appropriations that need to be renewed periodically, let's just do away with them. And the ones that are expired, these are the 2024 appropriations with expired authorizations, armed services, agriculture, education of the workforce, energy and commerce. These are all you know, sectors: financial services, foreign affairs, homeland security, house administration, judiciary, natural resources, science, space and technology, small business, veterans affairs, ways and means. I mean, this is crazy stuff. Ramaswamy, who has basically no background in government, he's a tech billionaire, is just proposing massive weirdness that'll hurt veterans.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This clown show is turning into a train wreck really rapidly, and it's not funny. What say you? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the day. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
If you've turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show. Right now, at a time like this, you are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of civic media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
There are some words that only get used in association with a phrase or another word. Nobody ever uses the word tribulation. You talk about the trials and tribulations. Another one would be vim. Nobody uses vim unless you're talking about vim and vigor. I'm going to make that list of words that you never hear unless it's in that particular phrase.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local civic media radio station or the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else. Right?
Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights.
Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient, berberine, that not only helps to support your metabolism and your blood sugar levels, also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. Three times more effectively. I feel great after taking Superbearing. I always remember to take my one capsule a day. Superbearing is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, super, S-U-P-E-R, you know, bearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com. Superbearing.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 15% off.
Build the thorns on the backs of the free, whispered lies in the dark, trying to deceive, but we stand tall with truth we believe. We won't bow down, won't let them take control. Our hearts beat for freedom, it's the fire in our soul. No kingdom here, this land's for everyone. United we stand till the battle's won. With liberty and justice, we'll make it clear. This is our home, no kingdom here.
Back 36 minutes past the hour. Yeah, no kings here. That's what Donald Trump is aspiring to, you know. I mean, it's pretty clear to me. Anyhow, what's on your mind today? Dawn in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Dawn, what's up?
Not a lot. Getting acclimated to this new world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
I've been waiting. I've been trying to get on since last Friday, so you might consider this a little old, but I'd like to say it anyway.
All right.
Because I'm really exhausted by those blaming the loss on Democrats not addressing the needs of the working class. Your Hartman report yesterday kind of addressed what I'm going to get to in a minute, but there are a couple of things I'd like to say prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like we live in a very racist, very sexist, very misogynistic and xenophobic society.
Awesome.
And unless we can change that, nothing will happen. We'll never see a woman president. And we're not even beginning to address the issues around the difference in classes. But if you'll remember, 8 years ago, we all agreed that Orange Turd won because the wonderful Fourth Estate free media gave him $2 billion worth of additional
free publicity,
viewership, et cetera, right,
yeah.
Free publicity. And that was unheard of at the time. And, of course, I won't even bring up James Comey.
Yeah.
Or the
Russians interfering by buying, you know, by sending over 100 million Facebook messages to targeted people who Russian intelligence had gotten their names from Paul Manafort, who was running Trump's campaign. Yes. Keep going.
Very, very true. Yeah. But as you say, the number of right-wing radio stations across the nation, Fox so-called news, the other right-wing news stations, Twitter, Facebook, in 2023 and 2024 put him in front and center of all working class people at mm-hmm. absolutely no cost to him. And we'll also
correct.
Talk about, you can also add the Russian interference.
And they did that with this election cycle too, by the way, Dawn.
Well, that's what I'm referring this to. This election cycle, they probably gave him $6 billion worth of free advertising and publicity. And here's the problem. The amount of disinformation that was spread and crammed down the throats of the average American is so great that you actually have to know that it's disinformation
right.
in order to combat it. If
right.
you
otherwise
don't
you start
know that
to believe
it's
it.
Not disinformation,
and once
you believe
and,
it. Exactly.
Yeah, and once you believe it, it's damn hard to convince somebody of something that they believe, that what they believe is untrue. It's real hard.
That is so true. But I have one last thing I'd like to say, and I think there is so much truth to this. Isabel Wilkerson, I'm sure you know who she is. She's the author of The Cast. the American Cast.
Oh, the book.
Said on Lawrence O'Donnell's show last week, she said, when you look at this election as an election, it doesn't make sense. But if you look at it as an existential crisis for what the country will be, it makes total sense.
Right.
People are not voting against their own interests. People voted for the interest that matters most to them. And this is where you hit it on the nail yesterday. And for many Americans, it means maintaining their position at the very top of American hierarchy, the very top of the American caste system.
The social
with
hierarchy.
All the rights and, pardon me?
The social hierarchy.
Right.
Yeah.
But
we're talking
just
basically
in general,
about white
our caste
privilege.
System,
yeah.
With all the rights and privileges that accrues with it, it may not be in the best interest of our country or the planet, that it is in the best interest as the people ascertained it for themselves.
Yeah, principally white people, you know, the vast majority of white people.
Right, no, I mean, that's what she's saying. That's what she's saying.
I think she's right.
White people, but for those few people who are up, you know, the average person, you know, I don't want that black person or that colored person or a person of color, pardon me, to, you know, take over my job. Well, you know, here you go.
That's their shtick. No, and they've been pushing this since the 80s. We thought they were crazy at the beginning. You know, Rush Limbaugh was a weird, eccentric clown, and now they basically run the media, they run the government, and you know, we are living in Ronald Reagan's world. Dawn, thank you. Well said. Thank you very much. Tara in New York City. Hey, Tara, what's up?
Hey there. Hi, this is Tara from Tara Buster. Nice to see you, Tara. Nice. Thank you. Thank you for this amazing show. It's really dark days ahead, and I'm really glad to have you with us at the barricades, that's for sure. So, but you are singing my song about the Democrats needing to unapologetically fight for the working class. It's like, to my eternal frustration, listening to them, because it seems like they have they're more invested, I should say, in rehabbing the Republican brand than the Republicans themselves.
Going around the country with Liz Cheney, I think, was a big mistake, for example.
Exactly. Instead of going around and going to the ribbon cuttings where the manufacturing boom in the country, Joe Biden added almost a million manufacturing jobs in the country. Trump lost 200,000 manufacturing jobs, and they were going down before the pandemic. So he was botching after the Republican tax scam, everything. You know, he was like coasting on Obama's economy, and then when there was a real crisis, of course he botched it and left this country a wreck as usual. So, you know, for example, when I was talking to your screener about this, there's so many things. There's so many missed opportunities where the Democrats don't point out that this was brought to you by Republicans. For example,
Tara. What's the point you're trying to make? Where do you want to take us? What suggestion?
Well, I would like, I really want the Democrats to fight as if we are on the right side of history and unapologetic. And we are, because we gave this country a middle class. Democratic policies built the middle class. And why are we fighting? I mean, you know, we should unapologetically remind the American people, even the 8-hour workday, yes, it came from unions, but it was FDR
weekends
that passed. Yes,
yeah.
The weekends.
Minimum
is a
wage,
democratic
unemployment
policy.
Insurance, Medicare,
exactly.
Medicaid, Social Security. This is all done by Democrats over the objections of Republicans. I think that's really important to add in. Tara, that was great. Thank you so much for calling
Thank
in and just nailing it down. I appreciate it. Michelle in Denver. Hey, Michelle, what's up?
Let's just be honest about America. Let's be honest. America has never held true to the promises. And the problem with the Democrats isn't that they don't talk to people. It's that they believe in the system. They believe in a system that was initially rigged to exclude thousands of people. And I get why they believe in the system, because it is a good system, but they are fighting for a system that isn't going to protect us now.
All so what's your alternative, Michelle?
So the alternative is to say, hey, at some point, first, we got to be honest, like the lady said, about race, class, misogyny, all of that.
Sure.
We got to start telling the truth.
Democrats are saying that, too.
Gaslighting. Gaslighting half the public. And we have to do
what's
something.
What's the gaslighting you're objecting to?
The gaslighting is saying that slavery didn't exist, that it worked for, it did.
I don't know of any Democrats who are saying that.
No, Democrats are not saying that, but we have to stop allowing the media to gaslight us, because the media, to me, is the biggest problem.
So how is the media gaslighting us?
It's owned by right-wing billionaires. It's owned by right-wing billionaires who propaganda false disinformation on a regular. This country is more concerned about power and money than it is about helping the American people.
I can't dispute that. You know, it's like, you
and
know,
we gotta have a way to fight against it.
I agree. This is the legacy of Reaganism, of the greed is good ethos that seized the Republican Party in the 1980s. Michelle, thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. Tom Hartman with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with your calls.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump will nominate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as his Secretary of Health and Human Services. He's not a doctor and has no public health experience. He is a vaccine skeptic.
Kennedy has already said the Trump administration would advise local water systems to remove fluoride from drinking water, though health experts say it helps fight tooth decay. He's also said he would remove 600 employees who currently work at HHS. The big question, of course, would Kennedy get enough support in the Senate to be confirmed, or will Trump push the Senate to waive the confirmation process and push him through via a recess appointment?
ABC's Mary Bruce. Inflation still not where the Federal Reserve wants it. Chairman Jerome Powell said the central bank will likely cut its benchmark interest rate slowly in the coming months. A company called Centers for Care is going to pony up $45 million to settle allegations of mistreatment in four New York nursing homes during the pandemic. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's a story you would typically read in The Onion, which is interesting because it involves The Onion. The satirical newspaper has purchased right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' outlet InfoWars. InfoWars claimed bankruptcy due to lies spread about the Sandy Hook massacre. Does this seem like a strange marriage? It does indeed. One theory, according to Variety, says The Onion purchased the entity to keep it out of the hands of other alt-right conspiracy theorists. It's also not a bad publicity move for The Onion. To summarize the story, area man expects facts, more truth, and less lies with a dose of laughter. Variety reports that actress Sophie Turner will play Lara Croft in Amazon MGM's new Tomb Raider series. Variety says the Game of Thrones actress is the highest profile actress to play the role since Angelina Jolie and Alicia Vikander. The series is still in development stages. A release date has not yet been set. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba, who's up for a good old-fashioned boxing match. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson square off this weekend. Paul took to his social media platforms to troll Tyson by wearing diamond-spiked ear covers to get under the former champ's skin. The dig is from when Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ear years ago. Not allowed in boxing. Paul is the odds-on favorite to win the fight. According to oddsmakers, Paul is the odds-on favorite due to the fact that Tyson hasn't fought in 19 years, has been near death due to illness more than once, and is more than twice Paul's age. Come on, Iron Mike. Sometimes people struggle after they retire. This appears to be the case for actress Cameron Diaz, who is ending her 11-year hiatus from show business. Diaz has been cast opposite Jamie Foxx in the Netflix spy movie called Back in Action, a comedy thriller. The duo previously starred together in the film Annie. Back in Action drops January 17th on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies here the overnight as lows drop back to the mid and upper 30s. Our winds light. For Friday, skies turning mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 50s. Mostly sunny and breezy Saturday. Highs in the middle 50s. It's 42 at our studios.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure. Down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers take on Big Ten newcomer Oregon. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on your local Civic Media radio station, 1260 AM, WLAK.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a little more recombobulating with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. We'll wrap up the show with a Friday This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
To be really nasty when Trump pardons and gets all of the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers out of prison, will they be there to literally fight for Trump? I'm curious what your take is if the two, those two factions are on the same page or in opposition of each other.
Right. Well, first of all, with regard to Russia versus the Heritage Foundation, Heritage has increasingly been taking anti-Ukraine positions, which is, you know, just nakedly pro-Putin. I'm not sure exactly where they're at on those things. I don't follow Heritage that closely. So that one is kind of, I just don't know the answer. I do think that we're going to see some real serious conflict here, going forward between Trump and some of the conservatives. At some point, he's already going way too far. And I'm waiting for the Republicans, for the conservatives to wake up and say, what the hell? Now, I think I missed one part of one of your questions here. I keep getting distracted.
I just wonder how active the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers will be. Yeah.
They'll, you know, in that regard, I think we're seeing a repeat of history. In the 1920s, I think it was 22, might have been 21, Hitler and a couple of hundred of his buddies marched onto the, well, actually, it was, I think it was over 1,000 people, but a couple hundred of them tried to get into the building, marched on the state capital of Bavaria in Munich, and tried to evict the governor and take over the state of Bavaria. And he was arrested for that. He was sentenced to a year in prison, maybe 2 years in prison. I think he spent a year for conspiracy to overthrow the government, as were many of the other people who were involved in that. It's called the Beer Hall Putsch. And when Hitler became chancellor in 1933, some of those people became, you know, they helped kind of reorganize the brown shirts, which was initially in 32 and 33 a volunteer militia, you know, much like the Proud Boys. So, you know, history suggests that the scenario that you're outlining would make a lot of sense. Trump pardons all these people, they come out, they've hyper-radicalized themselves. Our prison system, or the jail in Washington, D.C., where most of these guys are being kept, has segregated them from all the other prisoners so that they can hang out together. And the result of that has been that they're just becoming more and more and more right-wing and more and more and more fascistic, and more willing to use violence. So I am very concerned about, you know, the reinvention, basically, of Hitler's brown shirts or Mussolini's black shirts, you know, another volunteer force, armed militia force. We'll see. Jill, we don't have any answers to this right now. We have a hell of a lot of questions, but we need to keep our eyes open. Thank you for the call, Jill. Christina in Sonora, California. Hey, Christina, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I just love you, and thank you.
Thank you.
A shout out to Blue Sky, and my call is about your asking about what we could call or use a quick name, a catchy name. I just think Lunchbox Liberals or Technocrats, because that's basically what this government has come to. And I think liberals really need to grasp the idea of this working class.
Mm-hmm.
And lunchbox liberals would definitely, I think, maybe get some people's attention.
I like that. You're talking about, I was thinking of, you know, we need a good slur for the billionaire class that's supporting Trump. You know, the people that they used to call the robber barons. We don't have a label for them. But you came up with a positive for us, and that's you know, good thinking. Any ideas for what we might call the Republicans or the billionaires who fund them?
Yeah, but I probably would get bleeped, so I think I have to.
Well, you can clean it up a little bit, can't you? Are you being facetious?
No, that's okay. I get it. We're at that point. And I didn't think about that, but you're right. And I think the whole idea that this media capture of our country is because of our attention span and reality TV and Instagram and influencing.
Yeah.
All these people have got the attention by one word, one gimmick, you know, libtard.
Yeah, we're all dopamine junkies here, Christina. Christina, thank you. Thanks for your contribution. I appreciate it. That's great. We're hitting the top of the hour here on the other side of this break. Lining up to kiss the ring, how to join the brown nosers sucking up to Trump, and the new fascist mantra of the GOP exposed. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies, their wild-caught Cotskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can't.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the one and only Frank Hermans, who is live in the studio, and I will definitely let him be Frank. It's also a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins the show with new music and fun convo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.